The man rushed in to try to extinguish the blaze and was pinned by a falling beam. My friends are killers, and they didn't even know what they were doing. It makes me wonder what the fuck I'm responsible for. We all need to keep our distance from Ashley. From now on, I'm documenting anything and everything out of the ordinary, just in case. N. Essex, December 15.
My phone buzzed on the bedside table, pulling my attention away from the show I was watching in bed. Heart in my throat, I reached out of my pillow nest to grab the device. Disappointment washed through me faster than I could even acknowledge my silent hope when I saw the message was from Meg at my old job and not from any of the people I hoped to hear from. Biting my lip, I opened her message and sighed. She was asking if I was back in Panner City for Christmas and if I wanted to pick up any massage shifts at Serenity. It was a tempting offer. Just walk away from this depressing, anxiety-ridden life and prosper and return to my old one. A sharp knock on the door interrupted my melancholy daydream.
Lane! Your mom wants you to actually get out of bed today. Go downstairs and make an appearance or something.
Nate's tone was pure frustration, and I extended my middle finger at the door, as if he could see it. When I didn't reply, he gave a long sigh, then knocked again.
I know you can hear me. Either go downstairs and put on a smile for our parents, or they're likely to stage an intervention instead of Christmas dinner tomorrow.
He said it in a low growl, clearly trying not to be overheard by either of our parents.
Please.
It was that afterthought that broke me. His voice cracked over the word, and a moment later, his footsteps faded away, making my eyes burn with unshed tears. I wasn't the only one hurting. It wasn't fair to act like I was. Fuck, I whispered, pressing pause on my newest obsession show, A Delicious Enemies to Lovers, dubbed into English from German, and threw back my blankets. God damn it, Essex. I fucking hated when he acted like a human and made me feel bad for him. But facts were facts. Heath was more than just a friend to him. He was practically his brother. No matter how much I was aching in the chasm left by Heath, it had to be 100 times worse for Nate. Dragging my ass out of my cozy nest, I stumbled through to the attached bathroom. After everything at school with the fire and Heath, I wanted to crawl into a hole and never come out. Mom had lovingly bullied me into taking my exams, which I barely remembered even doing. And she and Max welcomed me home. Although I suspect they weren't anticipating I'd disappear into my room and not surface again for days. It'd been 2.5 weeks since the fire. Since. My throat tightened. The memory of Heath's lifeless body hanging from the middle of his room flashing through my mind for the 10,000th time. Tears filled my eyes and I screwed my lids shut, refusing to let the tears fall. I'd done enough crying, and it wasn't changing what had happened. Pull it together, Lane, I whispered to myself, wiping my eyes with the heel of my hand and cranked the shower on high. If I was making an appearance to convince Mom I was okay, then I needed to shower. Trouble was, I hadn't been even remotely okay since the moment Heath hung himself. Fuck, I couldn't do this. The tears spilled over and I crumpled to the bathroom floor, sobbing. How long I stayed like that, I had no clue. All I knew was that one minute I was drowning in my own puddle of grief and guilt. And the next, Nate was turning off the unused shower and lifting me up off the floor.
I'm sorry, Ash,
he muttered, carrying me back to my bed.
I shouldn't have pushed.
My only response was a sniffle as I buried my face in his neck. He sighed, placing me down in the middle of my pillow fort, then tucked me in and turned my show back on.
I'll tell Karina you've got a cold. Take your time.
He was gone, shutting the door softly behind himself before I could even clear the fog from my eyes and thank him, which only made